This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1954. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded October 29th, Antarctica, Bhutan, Brazil, Canada, China, Cuba, Greenland, Korea South, Madagascar, Nepal, New Zealand, Nigeria, North America, Northern Mariana Islands, Spain, Taiwan, Thailand, Turkey, UK, USA, Vatican, Yemen, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, Manuel Mendez in Spain keeps a close ear on Antarctica's only shortwave station, LRA 36 on 15475.97. Even if he can't hear it on his own radio in Spain, he tries remotes, such as the one near São Paulo, Brazil. He says the last time he had heard it was on Wednesday, October 3rd, at 1412 to 1447, when he again heard it finally on Thursday, October 25th, at 1403 until off at 1423. And Ron Howard in California keeps track of BBS Bhutan on 6035. He says he heard it October 23rd from 1053 until it went off at 1117, mostly pop songs in English, except for news in English at 1101 to 1109, starting and ending with its usual theme music, but it was unreadable. Then on October 24th, he heard it from 1116 until it cut off at 1126, also unreadable. And on October 26th, it was on at 11:18, but off by when he rechecked at 11:35. In all cases, the co-channel station from China, PBS Yunnan, was still missing. Via Hardcore DX, Daniel Williams in Brazil has been reporting on the reactivation of Rádio Municipal São Gabriel da Cachoeira, Amazonas, Brazil, on 3375. And in fact, he's been in contact with personnel at the station. They say the power is 3.5 kilowatts, and the best time he heard it was October 24th at 23:34, despite a local lightning storm. During the testing phase, the approximate times could be between 7 and 12 UT and 22 until 02. It's fun to chase Beacon DX, even if you can read Morse code only slowly, because they repeat their IDs and nothing but their IDs, over and over and over. On 388 kHz, I heard a beacon giving the call sign MM, along with a dash, which means it's Canadian. Looked up at classax.com. That one is in Fort McMurray, Northern Alberta. Distance from me, 2478 kilometers, and the power listed as 125 watts. Via Takahito Akabayashi and Wolfgang Büschel, China National Radio has started DRM domestic tests on shortwave. They are via the Dongfeng Hainan site, also known for jamming, at 01 to 09 UT using a reduced power of 30 kilowatts on 11695 and 15580. Also 30 kilowatts from the Beijing site almost 24 hours a day on 6030. Radio Havana, Cuba takes a week or two to make any seasonal changes after they see what's happening with the other stations. But China Radio International, even when relayed via Cuba, has already made its changes. As usual for the B season, the English broadcast at 14 to 16 has moved from 13740 up to 15700, which means it can no longer overlap with Radio Havana, Cuba. Of course, something's always wrong at RHC. For example, October 27th at 22:49, I was hearing a huge distorted blob in Spanish around 7360. It was the transmitter supposed to be on 7330, way out of whack. I had exactly the same thing almost a month earlier. Changes of Radio Marti are no secret at all since they're in HFCC, but the Cuban jammers are always slow to catch up with them for some reason. That's fortunate for those who would like to hear Radio Marti in the clear, such as 13820, replacing 13605, starting at 14 UT. And in the evenings, the 7 MHz band frequencies are once again jumping around more than they were in the A season, but just about like they were in the last B season. 7355, 7365, 7375, and 7435. Medium Wave DX has been excellent lately, especially those with souped-up antennas. Tim Tromp in West Michigan says he was hearing KNR Greenland, both on 650 and 720, in parallel programming. He'd heard 720 before. This is despite, of course, WGN Chicago, not far away. This was 0332 UT October 27th. And he's also heard Hungary on 540 kHz, despite CBK in Saskatchewan on the same frequency. Inspired by this, Neil Kazaros in Chicago was able to hear Greenland on 720 despite being only 12 miles away from the WGN transmitter. He accomplished this by phasing out the WGN signal. The WGN signal was reduced by 50 dB, and he confirmed he was hearing Greenland by comparing it to their web stream. Ron Howard in California reports that October 23rd was the first day for Voice of Freedom South Korea, resuming its alternate frequency 5920, heard at 1140, moved from 6045. Good reception and no jamming yet. Also heard on the second day, October 24th, but it was already hit by North Korean jamming. It must have been a record for them to quickly find the move in progress. He says VOF is getting to be too predictable now, but he still had fair reception even with the jamming at 1053. Last week I gave the new schedule for Madagascar World Voice and lamented that they would be dropping 17640 for the African Pathways Radio English Hour at 18 and 20 UT. However, on October 28th, the first day of the new frequency, I found 13670 was still coming in quite well at 1800. Despite its evangelistic remit, I'm fond of Madagascar World Voice, especially since I touched its transmitters when they were still at Continental in Dallas for the B11 HFCC conference. Ron Howard, California, keeps trying to hear Radio Nepal on reactivated 5055, whether it's in AM or allegedly DRM. On October 24th, he was hearing a definite carrier at least until it went off at 11:15, which was the scheduled time. However, on October 26th, there was nothing at all at 10:56. As expected last week, I'm hearing Radio New Zealand International on the new frequency of 7390 after 13 UT. Here's the full schedule from their website. I'm going to give the DRM portion first, which is on Sunday through Friday only, because that affects the timing of the other frequencies in AM on other days of the week, that is, on Saturday. Here are the start times. There's a 1 minute gap as they change frequencies, more or less. DRM starting at 1651 on 5975, 1751, 7285. 1835, 9780, and 1951 until 2050, 13840. And now the Saturday-only AM schedule, from 1259 on 7390, 1759 on 9780, 1859, 11725, 1958, 13840, 2059, 15720. And after midnight UT, that continues daily until 0359, switching to 13730, 0559 daily, 9765, 1059, 9700, until 1258. WRMI continues carrying Radio Nigeria Kaduna on 11580. It was missing on October 25th at 2013, and I thought maybe there'd been a change, but apparently it just came on late. Since then, I've been hearing it, or at least traces of it, during the scheduled times 05 to 9, 11 to 15, and 20 to 23 UT. It was especially interesting on October 26th at 13:35, when they had continuous Quran, it being a Friday, until 13:58. This cantor had a somewhat higher tenor voice than we usually hear. The pace was slightly faster, but very beautiful, with reverb, probably artificial. He could have been an opera singer or a crooner. Since I cannot understand a single word of it, I appreciate it on a purely artistic level, with no religious baggage. The Antichrist pirate, station YHWH, seems to have vanished again, as has happened before, not heard for over a month. The last time I had him was on 7465, September 28th, at 0253, and I have seen no reports since on that, or on 7470, the frequency he'd been using before, nor on 11490, where I caught him once in the daytime after 18 UT. However, I see he is still listed in the ALKI NDXC schedules, unlike any ordinary North American pirates below 7,000. According to this, he would be on 7465 any day between midnight and 07, and on 11490 any day between 18 and 24. That was based on my single log on that frequency. As for those ordinary pirates, if you're hearing this in time, remember that a traditional time for heightened activity is Halloween, between 6.9 and 7 megahertz, if not elsewhere. A major story which got very little attention in the domestic media, understandably obsessed with domestic politics and violence, was Super Typhoon Yutu, Category 5, which hit the Northern Marianas Islands on October 24th, including Saipan and Tinian, where we have two shortwave relay stations carrying Voice of America, Radio Free Asia, and other services. I sent an inquiry to the manager of the Marianas stations and got this reply from William Martin. Glenn, both stations were completely wiped out. Antennas mangled, roofs partially torn off, fence lines flattened. Both sites will be off the air a minimum of 6 months, possibly up to a year. He says, I'm working with the Philippines government to provide a temporary Radio Free Asia broadcast authority. I've recruited embassy assistants to help push, but we may not hear anything until next week. A huge mess in the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands. He's referring to the fact that although we have a major relay station in the Philippines, by agreement, it has been prohibited from broadcasting Radio Free Asia. I also heard from Micah F. Cochran of the U.S. Agency for Global Media, not sure concerning which island, but there's probably not much difference. Glenn, heavy damage and couldn't transmit if we had power. Antennas severely damaged, site facilities damaged, generator issues due to water intrusion, and so on. I could write you a book. That said, everyone is okay, but up to our necks in everything imaginable. Glenn Swiderski in North Carolina says, Ah, wow, I bet they're happy they trashed Delano and Dixon now. The stations on Tinian and Saipan were built in nothing more than steel butler buildings. Imagine a shortwave station in a garage. That's what they had. What's great is the guy who the stations are named after, Robert E. Camosa, took great pride in shutting shortwave down. We referred to him as Dr. Death. Kai Ludwig in Germany replies, California is not closer to eastern China than Europe, so they could just as well book some transmissions from Germany, France, or England if antennas there are suitable. It would not be a first. Radio Free Asia Tibetan was on air from Germany until quite recently. And note that Mandarin Radio from RFA was already slated for closure, as next after Vietnamese, terminated in June, so I'd not be surprised if no further action will be taken. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 1954. Bringing you the non-commercial website, worldofradio.com, and the non-commercial publication, DX Listening Digest. Our thanks this week for financial support in the form of a generous check from Stephen Zimmerman in West Allis, Wisconsin, sent to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Last week we gave the new expanded schedule of Radio Exterior de España on shortwave, including new B-season frequencies. On Sunday, October 28th, 9690 for North America was indeed on the air before 19 UT. But guess what? The Voice of Nigeria reactivated that same frequency several weeks ago, although it's slightly off, causing a heterodyne to Spain. Nigeria does not participate in HFCC, so how could anyone possibly have known it was there? But Nigeria is finished by 21 UT, after which it should be in the clear. But furthermore, Madagascar in Russian is now scheduled on 9690 at 19 until 20 UT. We have better reception on parallel 12030, which is aimed in exactly the opposite direction from North America toward the Middle East, where there is no interference. On Monday, October 29th, I heard Russian starting at 18 UT on 12030, as some monitors in Russia had been informed would happen. You see, RE has continued producing some foreign language programs on the internet, but which have not been on shortwave for a few years, so we still have hope that English will show up sometime on the new schedule. On a weekday such as Monday, however, 9690 does not open for us until 19 UT. Anyhow, 9690 is supposed to remain on the air on weeknights only as late as 0400, so check during our evenings to see if there's anything besides Spanish. Oh, and by the way, I wonder if Spain will be adjusting their antenna headings since they're broadcasting in Russian. It's currently on a frequency aimed toward the Middle East. They only have been using four towards Mideast, Africa, South America, and North America, not Eastern Europe. Oh, this just in, John Filiozzi in New York confirms that Spain has begun shortwave programming in English. Heard Monday evening, October 29th, starting at 23 UT, with Panorama, a lead story about the election and new president of Brazil. An excellent clear signal on 9690. He says how sweet it is, a little like old times. And Jean-Michel Aubier in France confirms that it's also on 12030, both of them well heard in Europe. Richard Cuff in Pennsylvania on shortwave program says the live webcast is in parallel. It's www.rtve.es/alacarta.me/radio-exterior/. Charles Harlish adds, I remember emailing this station a year ago that English programs via shortwave will have an audience. In central Indiana, Ethan Best, KC9YDN, says about S5 here, so great that they're back. And I agree. I assume this will be Monday through Friday, only at 23 UT on 9690 and 12030, Spain in English. On several dates in late October, Wolfgang Büschel has carried out a huge monitoring project using remote receivers, establishing a frequency list of Sound of Hope, Taiwan, the clandestine for the mainland, which uses many, many frequencies with apparently very low power transmitters, most of them. He's measured them to three decimal places, to the hertz, and there must be over 200 of them, although I've not counted them. The list by frequency appears in the new DX Listening Digest, number 18-44, when published, via worldofradio.com. As reported last week, Ron Howard in California says, Radio Thailand on 5875 had monitored between 11:30 and 12 UT and heard English instead of scheduled Japanese and German for about 2 weeks. But on October 26th at 11:47, they were back to German. So no more English. My guess is that for some reason the Japanese and German quarter hours were not available, so they just filled in with English. Last week I gave Voice of Turkey's new English schedule, and indeed they were confirmed on 12035. First on October 28th for the 13:30 English broadcast instead of 12:30 on 15450. However, the next day they had jumped to way off frequency, as frequently happens, to some of their transmissions measured on 12035.707. A similar off-frequency transmission was back on October 24th at 2008 weekly in French on 11615.67. When there have been seasonal changes, one always hopes there can be improved reception of BBC World Service, which refuses to broadcast on shortwave intentionally for North America. On October 29th, John Filiozzi in Half Moon, New York, observes in the local afternoon, BBC to West Africa, reception progressing from fair to good on 15400 via Ascension, starting at 17 UT until closing at 19. Then 7445 via Madagascar, with near armchair, good to excellent reception. It starts at 16, too early for us, and is scheduled to close at 20. Some other Ascension frequencies are listed at 19 to 21, 11810, and 12095. John says 11810 and 12095 were audible, but too weak, while Richard Langley in New Brunswick says 12095 and 7445 were fair, but nothing heard on 11810. The beacon band is not supposed to extend as low as 194 kHz, but October 27th and 28th around 0630 UT, I was hearing a very weak ID with the two letters EN. Suspecting this might be a subharmonic, I checked listings for twice that frequency, and guess what I found on 389 kHz EN in Kenosha, Wisconsin. That's on the list, but I could not hear it on the fundamental frequency. Apparently, it was actually subharmonic radiation. This one has a very long cycle time of 26 seconds before it repeats. Sunday, October 28th, between 14 and 15, I was hearing something new on 15300. A very good signal with rock and Afro-pop music with occasional IDs in French as VOA Afrique. That is listed in the B18 schedules as Vatican Relay in the Kinyarwanda language. It was so strong that I at first assumed it must have been Greenville instead of a separation of church and state issue. I also see that once again we have 1 hour from Greenville on 15580 at 21 to 22 UT, which should re-audibilize Afropop worldwide for us on Fridays. WRMI continues to relay WRN, World Radio Network, on the 5950 transmitter during rather long hours, although there's still nothing about it on the WRMI schedules. Thanks to Peter W. Hansen in West Palm Beach for confirming that this includes World of Radio, Saturday at 16 UT, but which should now be at 17, even though it's in the daytime and not propagating much beyond Florida. Furthermore, I also heard World of Radio at 0130 UT Monday, as mentioned last week, but the following Monday, Radio Marti was instead on this frequency, and WRN had already shifted one UT hour later, as heard on their webcast for World of Radio at 0230 UT Mondays. The Radio Marti programming on 5950 is now being jammed, but it's not parallel to the regular Marti frequencies from Greenville, such as it in the evenings 6030 or the 7 MHz frequencies. In fact, I happen to hear Marti on 7365 promoting their different programming on 5950. Originally, this was only supposed to be on the air a few evenings per week, and I'm not sure if it's going to be on the air every evening instead of WRN English to North America, which may still be filling time at various other hours overnight and in the daytime on 5950. In particular, one should now check for Radio France International at 06 UT and Deutsche Welle at 07, among other times. As for World of Radio on WRMI, remember that from November 4th, with the end of DST in North America, the program times on 9955 are expected again to shift one UT hour later, while most of the other WRMI frequencies stay on the same UT. If that happens, here's when World of Radio should be appearing. Wednesday at 22, Sunday at 22:30, UT Monday 04:30, and UT Tuesday 0200. On WINB 9265, relaying unique radio from Australia. There are changes coming as of Saturday, November 10th, says Tim Gaynor. But this is not simply a one-hour later shift. There are further changes in his schedule. 10 to 11 UT, Sounds of Your Life, his own music show. At 11, Hobart Radio International. At 11:30, International Radio Report from Montreal. And World of Radio will be at 12 to 12:30 UT Saturdays on 9265. Of course, our WBCQ times for World of Radio are also shifting one UT hour later from November 4th, Wednesday at 2200, still the same time as on WRMI, and via Area 51 UT Monday at 0400. Those frequencies being 7490 and 5130, respectively. We were very pleased all day long, October 23rd, to hear a 1,000% improvement in the programming of WTWW1. Instead of a long-dead racist gospel huckster, Dead Air on 9475. October 25th, before 13 UT, I was hearing a Spanish preacher on 830 kHz medium wave, looping east and west, which means it's unlikely from Mexico and unlikely from the west, rather from WUMY in Memphis, Tennessee. I recalled hearing that they had changed their format recently, and after quite a bit of research, I found that indeed 830 WUMY is now with a Spanish religious format by GMF Christian Media. It's Buenas Nuevas Memphis, also on FM, which is what really counts, 105.5, as I heard them identifying the next morning. Daytime power is probably now 8 kilowatts, but only 2 watts at night. Not to be confused with a secular Spanish station on 830, which also really gets out, versus WCCO. That's WFNO in Norco, Louisiana. Obviously, for the convenience of Romans, not Americans, Vatican Radio has changed the time 1 hour later for its Spanish relay via Greenville, now at 1230 UT, and the frequency had to be changed to 9695. As I heard it October 28th, since the former frequency, 9610, is now occupied by KSDA in Chinese. Vatican had been at 1130 on 9610, violating separation of church and state. Thanks to Rawad Hamvi for news of a new radio station, Saut al-Jumuriya, or Voice of the Republic, on 1170 kHz. He says it's clear this is a Yemeni station supporting the Arab coalition forces. I did a little research and found it was created by the Yemeni National Resistance Forces, Republic Guards, in the Al-Hudaydah region. It started in June on FM 104.1. David Koenig in England replies, I monitored this October 27th before and after midnight UT. 1170 is a channel recently vacated by the high-powered UAE transmitter, which used to relay Radio Sabah. The city of Al-Hudaydah is currently under siege by the anti-Houthi forces who control other parts of the province, and he says, I wonder if this transmitter is in Saudi Arabia. Reception was good via the remote receiver in Qatar. We've recently been in a period of extremely good medium-wave DX reception, with European and Mideast stations even reaching the west coast of North America, and Trans-Pacific stations reaching as far as the Midwest. Much more detail in DX Listening Digest. The propagation outlook from Boulder, minor G1 geomagnetic storm likely November 3rd, with ANK indices peaking at 20 and 5. But a quiet period of 5 and 2 starting November 12th. Solar flux peaking at 70 between November 6th and 17th. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio 1954.